Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on, what is it? It's Thursday the 18th of November. I've got a day with, you got to think of me today. I've got a day with Chrissy Spreadsheets and Suggsy and Chris Jones. You throw those three together, it's, well, I don't know, there's about one brain cell in there somewhere. Chrissy's got the old Excel skills, but already, I've had the text this morning. I've let the side down. I've missed my train. You see what I mean? That's what we're dealing with. That is what I'm dealing with. Guy can build an Excel sheet, but get anything else out of the way, useless. Nearly caught a few with the old Liverpool tweet. I got Art in a phone call about 7:15 this morning. I said, oh, Liverpool season starting to collapse. Oh, they're only 19, they're only 18. I thought I'd get a few on Twitter, but you're getting better, Liverpool fans. You're getting better. I was going to time the responses. Old Zed Tips nearly went for it, but I was expecting Johnny Woods or Lee Thompson to fire in. They were my two favourites. I had another good night with the new models last night, so I had a good week this week. Kind of picked up a right good few quid. And as I keep saying, it's not for public consumption yet, but we will have a look at it after Christmas and see where we're at. And that includes, you know, certainly all the guys trading and that. I'm not just going to go along doing this and leave you out of it. It's just sort of newish live, if you like, in full to me. Yeah, it's good. Been very good. Well, it's been excellent. I can't deny it. It's been superb. So I had a good bit of fun with that last night. We'll keep plugging away, doing the same thing. No more horses. Now that's it until the Boxing Day horses come out. Football-wise, tonight is very limited. What have I got? I'm not in the right computer. Hold on a second. I've got to start up another VPS here. These blooming things. Got five VPSs and I'm never in the right one. Where am I? There, right, let's have a look. What have I ring-fenced today? I'm not doing anything today, but 7:30 kickoff, Eintracht Frankfurt versus Köln. If that's nil-nil, sort of 25 minutes in, then I would do over 0.5 first half goal, drip that in, either backing over or laying under. And if it's still 0-0 at half time, I would revert to the 1.5 market, and I'd back that on half time. If it's still 0-0 on 65, back it again. So I have half a point half time, half a point 65. Trade it from there, obviously. First goal, remove your liability. I know I say the same thing, but you never know. We might have a new listener rather than the four of you sat around with your coffee and your ginger nuts. Yeah, getting better. The thing that I've struggled with, and I'm not going to keep harping on about the dog, I mean, as well as her being a fantastic dog, is routine. The one thing that it had in me was getting up in the morning. I do exactly the same thing every day. Call it habit, routine, whatever. I get up, and it can be 4:30, it may be 6:30, but I'll get up between those two times, and I will start the processes for the football, so producing all the sheets. Have to refresh the league tables and then press, it's a software program that we run that starts everything off. That runs for about 15-20 minutes, so I let all that run, perhaps have a quick scan of email, do all that, and then get into the actual setting up my day, what I want out of those sheets, what information I'm looking for, plug in some of them into other sheets that Chrissy Spreadsheets has built me to generate stuff. So I do all that, and whatever time that finished, I always have two cups of tea. Whatever time that finished, I would then get showered. And as soon as I got in the shower, my dog would be sitting there watching me do all this by my computer. As soon as I got up and got in the shower, she was up ready to go out. And it was the two times I took her out in the morning and then again in the evening. And it sort of, it got me out of the house. It gave me a bit of thinking time. Quite often I might have made a phone call. Because I remember Peter Smith saying, what am I bad at? One thing I'm really bad at is listening. So if I'm at my computer talking to people, and Art will be well aware of this, I glaze over. And half the time I don't even hear what he's saying because I'm looking at screens and doing things. So I used to make my phone calls and things when I walked the dog. And even then I wasn't great at listening. It's something I'm going to vow to be better at and improve. But it just became a habit. So the habit, and then I would come in, then I would have a coffee, make a coffee. So I'd have me two cups of tea, a coffee. So where am I going with all this? it is coming to the time of year where we talk about habit forming. And invariably people set off, don't they, January the 1st, and I've never really understood why it has to wait till January the 1st, with habit forming. I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to do this, whatever it is, and certainly from a punting side, I've always sort of said, if you're going to look at something, look at what you do. And most things are just bad habits. Much of the time, we don't make decisions, we just do whatever we've done before, and we're not really productive with it. I think we're less healthy, everything just isn't right. I've talked a lot, I'm not an addictive person, and one of the guys mentioned it on Twitter a while back. I said, I've got no evidence to me that smoking is addictive. And I'll give you an example, and I'm going to declare. When I went to Vegas, for example, I bought 400 cigarettes at the airport. I don't smoke, but I do like to have a cigarette in Vegas. So I smoked in Vegas. I had about 120 cigarettes left. I put them in the bin at the airport, and I haven't had a cigarette since I left the casino on whatever day it was. If it was addictive, I don't know how I'd be able to do that. It's not unique. Sam smoked for 20 years, and then when she was told she had a tumour on her lung, stopped instantly. I think, you don't go to rehab for smoking, or not that I've seen. And I know people argue with me, but it's a thing of you let something become a habit. We become must. I must have a cigarette. Well, no, you mustn't. You mustn't. I must have a coffee. No, you mustn't. You can change it. It's having that desire to change it and actually doing it. And quite often you tend to find that, I can't remember the exact saying, but it says about, changing a habit is a lot harder than forming a habit. And it is. And it is that process of, I find, when you particularly got people stuck in their ways, of doing small things. Now, the problem with gambling is everybody still sees the money at the end of it. So they see the quick money. So somebody puts something out there that it's winning X, Y, Z. They join it expecting it to win and end up being disappointed. For example, meet everybody. I get, can I have the 2.5? So I'm meeting Chrissy today. I'm certain that people will have DM'd Chrissy saying, can I have that spreadsheet that Ian's got? I don't know that till we meet today, but I'll guarantee you that he says, yeah, I have had those queries. I already know that Paul, who's doing the results, has had queries for it. Because people just want it, so there. Whether it fits in with what they're doing now, this has been 2 or 3 years work to get to this spreadsheet. I built my 2.5 model, started on it 18 months, 2 years ago, carried that forward with data, and I've got it to now exactly where I want it and applied it to a couple of other markets. I've only just started betting it myself, and giving that out to you guys would be folly of me, because if it crashed and burned, he's a fucking wanker, this, that, and the other. It is that at the minute, I'm building a routine and a habit around that sheep. But for you guys, your habits and routines are different because you'll be in a different place to me. And it is something, it is a good time of year. I've never really understood it, but it is a good time of year to reflect on it. And certainly in gambling, it's a time to look at. And there's, a phrase I've used a lot is there's a lot of noise out there, well aware of somebody at the minute trying to discredit me. There's a lot of noise and a lot of nonsense gets spoken. And ultimately, what you've got to do is get up in the morning and say, what is my routine? What habits do I want to form? And where do I want to go? And plot your route with it. And yes, we've had people on FTS 2 or 3 months in, whatever it may be, laying the drawer, doing a system. Oh, I'm struggling. I'm panicking. I don't know what to do. Shall I give up? I don't know what to do. 2, 3 months in this game, it's nothing. It's a click of my fingers. It doesn't even matter. It's learning that process, having something that you trust, and then taking that forward and diving in with £1,000 stakes or whatever because you want to make a quick buck. Just sod's law. It always ends up going pear-shaped. It puts you under pressure. You'd be better, and I think Dio said it to one of the guys, you'd be better putting the 45 grand in the bank, taking 4 or 5 grand, small stakes, and learn in the process. You've got to get the habit of convincing yourself you can win. If you go back, whilst I posted a screenshot of 6,800 quid in 24 hours yesterday, go back to October when I went to Japan, I lost 20 grand in a week. You've got to be able to get up from moments like that. Whatever people think of Gurdy, as I keep saying, his betting's not for me. But the guy loses whatever it was, 18, 19 grand on a Juventus game. He gets up, he doesn't say, I'm not doing that. He cracks on. And that is the difference between winners and losers. But it's a habit. It's that will to win, but also that habit of doing the not only the same things, but doing the right things. You know, my life is very boring. That's why the dog's such a loss for me. When you work from home, other than speaking to you guys, Sam goes off to RSPCA. The dog was a massive part of my life. And I've said I'll never have another one, but there's a fair chance I will, because I'm really missing it. I'm actually just missing having another presence around the house. And, you know, what do? Go and get an office and work up in London and invite Suggsy every day? I think I'd rather have another dog. But it's that forming that habit. So what I'm going to try and do from the new year, as people start this journey, I'm going to spend my, because we're having a quieter Christmas and I'm going to have a lot of downtime, I'm going to spend my time putting together a more structured sort of podcast. So I'm actually going to do a bit of preparation and do some more structured podcasts and try and sort of help you. I'm not going to do it every day, but I'm going to sort of do two a week through the first couple of months of the year, just to try and help people with the discipline, habit forming, on track, and install a bit of confidence, as well as doing some videos on trading. I'm going to do a week's video of beginner trading. I'm going to move into ultimate, and then obviously I'll move into stuff for the trading groups and things, but I'm going to start with the beginner and get some videos online for you for that. And just try and get you, lead you a little bit more down that path as we look to develop the learning side of it. But it is, you know, bad habits are, they need to be got rid of. And the first thing is to, you have to identify it and then decide, yeah, I can get rid of that. And then how do you go rid of it? And that's it. And you know, I've got bad habits in my life. As you say, email is one of my bad habits. We used to get bored of it and not answer it, so we've looked to change it. If coffee was your bad habit, you've just got to change it. You know, if you're drinking, I used to drink, Ken Moore will tell you, I used to have, back before Nespresso machines came out, when you just had the filter jug of coffee, I used to make 2-3 jugs of coffee a day when I first started doing this and sit at home doing that. Now I have one coffee a day. I have one Nespresso Virtuo coffee every day. It is a habit, but that's what it is. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with that because I'm waffling on. Walter, say that's more to come. I'm on my way back, and I will be a short podcast tomorrow because I'm out tomorrow as well, and then Friday we'll be back to normal. But just that little bit of football in that German game tonight is all I've got as we build up to Christmas. Have a great Wednesday.